Would you like to meet cheap with your friends and family, colleagues or coworkers online for as little as $9.97 a month? You can just go to princedale.meetcheap.com. Hi everyone, it is Brian here from Bryden Firm, BRIDENFirm.com, and Monday night is when I get to do my Growing Your Family Tree talk, both on Wisdom and over on the Fireside Chat app. And I invite you to come FiresideChat.com/growing-your-family-tree, or join the conversation here on Wisdom by hitting the join the conversation button, and I will help you get started for free, and I'll show you how to find family and ancestry. And if you do join the conversation, I can perhaps at least give it a good try in helping you to find family and ancestry, and at least show you how to get started for free. And for those of you who will be listening to this later, you can find us at wisdom.app/Bryden Firm on Wisdom, and on Fireside at firesidechat.com/Bryden Firm, and that will actually take you to a page where you can find both our talk tonight, Growing Your Family Tree, as well as our Bryden Firm Fireside Chat, which we do on Thursday nights. And I'm thinking about doing the Thursday night talk earlier. So I'm just going to get this. I've been rambling on Wisdom for a few minutes. And I'm just going to get this started over on Fireside. So just bear with me. And let's see. We do kind of running behind tonight. I was at the barn and getting the animals that needed to be in for the night in, and getting the, actually I think my screen seems like it may be a little dirty lens, steamed up maybe because I've just come in from outside. The animals that needed to come in, getting them in and getting them fed and making sure that all that was taken care of before I come over here to do our Growing Your Family Tree talk, which I'm just in the process of getting started with. I need my iPad to cooperate, my laptop, the fun. Anyway, let's get it started here on Fireside as well. conversation. And with people like Mojo and Doobie and Cosmic J, who are either listening or have at least stopped by to say hello on the Wisdom app tonight. And so, trying to get things set up here on Fireside and learn all these new controls, which might be interesting. And get my laptop set up and get the pages open to where I need to get them open to, because, as I say, I was looking after animals right up until moments ago and kind of running a little bit late getting started tonight, but not that late. And really, perhaps it's just giving people a chance to show up. If you would like to join me on Fireside, it's firesidechat.com/Bryden Firm. And, or you can okay, now it's saying join live broadcast. Interesting, considering I thought I was already doing the live broadcast. All right, I see what's going on. I was looking at the computer screen and not the app. fun. Here we are. All right, look at that. I have, oh my gosh, that is small type. I need glasses. Web. All it says is web. Hi, web. So finally got the laptop to open. And where I suggest people start, well, actually, where I suggest people start when you're looking to do research on your family tree, looking for ancestors, especially. And family is to talk to your family. Funny that. But when you, if you can, talk to your parents or grandparents. And if you can't, talk to uncles and aunts or community members, preferably where those people grew up. Now, when you do that, you are probably going to need a database to put your information in. And where I suggest that you go is Legacy, LEGACY, FamilyTree.com. LegacyFamilyTree.com. Because on there, they have a free standard edition database that you can get and use. And it's what I used for about my first 10 years without ever doing an upgrade. Although I think today the upgrade is only about $35, and that's not $35 a month. It's like $35 a year, or only when you need to upgrade, when they actually do come out with something new. And I'm going to ask you to forgive me while I sit and snack on my cookie and cup of tea. Good friend, thank you, Marguerite, gave me the cup for my birthday. A nice tin mug, or steel mug, I guess, whichever way you look at it. But Legacy Family Tree is where you want to start. And download the free database, free standard edition, and enter your name and then your parents' names, and if you have them, your grandparents' names. And as you work, put in your source. Always include a source. So my laptop, although it's only a couple years old, is really slow, and I'm waiting for it to load. Now, once you have your free database from legacyfamilytree.com, then go to familysearch.org. And on Family Search, you can, guess what? Search. And where I suggest that you start is by clicking Records at the top of the page. No, Search, and then click Records. So at the top of the page, it hasn't come up yet on my laptop, so I'm going by memory. Click on the Search and then Records, and then enter the name that you're searching for. Now, typically, in order to find a public record, you need to, it needs to be for someone who has died at least 50 years ago, married prior to 75 years ago, or was born over 100 years ago. Now, there are exceptions to that, but that's kind of a good guideline. So as you're working, if you're able to find that, you can probably find their records in the public records. The on familysearch.org, click Search and then click Records. Now, whether you're using familysearch.org or Ancestry or MyHeritage or any site that gives you hints which lead you to other people's work that may have your ancestor in it, always be sure and check the source, because if they just copied it from somebody who just copied it from somebody who just copied it from somebody, it may not be well sourced at all. The best thing to do is source your work as you go. And when you're on Family Search and you click Search and you click Records, then you can enter a person's name and you can narrow it down. The first box that comes up is for first name, last name, place, and year of birth, and you can ballpark that and go with what you think might be a rough time period. And so I'm going to put in Simon Kavanaugh. And I'm going to put Ireland. Really don't expect to find a whole lot on this, but I might. And I'm going to put 1795. Now, he was one of my grandfathers way back when. It would be me, my father, my grandmother, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather would have been Simon Kavanaugh. And, by the way, interrupting myself, when you do go to Family Search, and interrupting myself again, here we go, let's see how far off base I can get. I just wanted to give credit where credit is due. Although I'm not a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, FamilySearch.org is a service provided by them, for which I'm thankful, because they have done an unbelievable amount of work. And on Family Search, you can find military records, census records, birth, marriage, death records, and they kind of pull together all the records under one roof, on one website, so to speak. And because of that, it really brings things together in a way which, when I got started, you know, a little over 30 years ago, when I got started researching, I had to go to the library, the archives, the cemeteries, which are all great places, by the way. But now we can sit online and do this work and tap into all these resources. Now, not everything has been indexed. Not everything is actually online. So there are times when it pays to go to your local library, your archives, your family history research centers, your local cemeteries, and see what is available there. I see that someone called Webb has shown up twice. They've just updated the Family Search, not Family Search, the Fireside Chat app, and I didn't have a chance to see it before I started my talk. So I'm hoping that, not only am I hoping it's broadcasting, but I'm hoping that I'm able to use the controls, because they are different now. Hoping that I'm able to use the controls to have people join the conversation. At least on Wisdom, all you have to do over there is click Join the Conversation button. And if you have family or ancestry that you would like for me to find for you, I can certainly try to do that. And sometimes we can, and sometimes we can't, but we can try. And if you join now, join the conversation, I can do that for you for free, at least try. Hi, Teresa. I see you've joined me on the Fireside Chat app, and I appreciate that. I also invite people to speak in case they want to ask questions. And let's see, it says that Sonia has joined the show, although I don't see Sonia showing up. So I'm going to invite you to speak. I think that's how I do it, I hope. And Teresa, I'll invite you as well. At least I think that's how I do it. They've come up with new controls on the Fireside Chat, and I think I'm going to go and do some studying to figure things out a little. So, having said that, the back to Family Search. You can find on Family Search several records, including parish records, census records, church records, and all of those things to help in your search. Now, one of the things is, for the U.S., your 1950 census is now available online. Here in Canada, we're still waiting. This year, our 1931 census record is going to be out. But if you do the quick math, and you figure that your 1950 census record is out, that's about 70, 75 years ago. So, if you think about that, 2023, 1950, 73 years old. So if there's someone who you're looking for, perhaps a grandparent, who was born before 1950 in the U.S., there's a very real possibility that you may find them in the 1950 census. Whereas they would have to be in their 90s in order for us to find them in a Canadian census. Now, there is another place, another free website that I want to tell you about. And that is called Find a Grave, findagrave.com. And they have, according to information on their website, they have, waiting for it to come up, I believe it's 226 million memorials, which is just, I can't even get my head around that. Don't doubt it. I have no reason to doubt it. But 226 million memorials created by the community since 1995. And that is the... Those are things like headstones, and also, quite often, things like obituaries and the obituaries often list family members. So, that can be a valuable resource, findagrave.com. Because 30 years ago, or 30 plus years ago, when I got started doing my research, it had to have gone to all these cemeteries. Today, most of it is online, or at least a lot of it. And we need to be very thankful for the people who have invested hours into places, into websites, into doing the work that you'll find on places like FamilySearch.org and FindAGrave.com. I mentioned that on FindAGrave, they have headstones. And they also have obituaries. Well, another place that you can find free obituaries is simply by going to Google and entering the word obit, and then let's see, we'll enter something like Now, usually I do a person's name. Last week, I did exactly what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to enter a location. So OBIT, O-B-I-T, just short for obituary, and enter a location. Now, the interesting thing on that is I entered OBIT, Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. It's Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, Canada. But I just put in OBIT, Yarmouth, NS. And up comes, there are two funeral homes down there. One is Huskelson's, and the other is Sweeney's. And up come their recent obituaries. So if it is someone who has passed recently, that'll come up that way. If you can enter their name, then obviously that's going to help to bring it up quicker. But even if you enter a date and a place, you may be able to find the information you're looking for, which may lead you to family members who can, family members mentioned in the obituary, who can give you information or clues that will lead you to other information that you're looking for. So, simply put, go to legacyfamilytree.com, download the free edition, which will probably serve you well for a number of years. And if you do choose to upgrade, I think it's only about $35. Talk to your family. Enter whatever information you can into your Legacy Family Tree free standard edition database. And then go to familysearch.org, which is a free website. Click search and then the records. And then go from there. When you do see hints, when you do see information that may be related, try to look at those sources and make sure that the information is well sourced and enter those sources into your database that you got from Legacy Family Tree. And then the other place that I suggest is findagrave.com, and that will give you access to a vast number of headstones, many of which have obituaries, which will list other family members. And another way to find obituaries is simply to go to Google and enter the first four letters of obituary, O-B-I-T, and either a place or a person's name or both. And that will bring up, sometimes it'll bring them up. It usually brings anything up that's like within the last 5 or 10 years. Sometimes it will reach back even further. And so those are the places that I suggest that you go to get what you need for getting started for free. Now, if you would like to come up to join the conversation, I'd invite you to do that. If you want to say hello, or better yet, if you do have family members that you would like for me to look for, or ancestry, perhaps you've been researching for a while and you'd like help, that's what I'm here for. So whether you're on Wisdom, where you just click the Join the Conversation button, or over on Fireside Chat, I invite you to do that. If you've done that on Fireside Chat tonight, and it seems like I've ignored you, it has not been on purpose. I updated my app just before coming on. There it's a totally different layout, and I am trying to figure it out. And I do see in one place that it looks like we've had a few people stop by, and maybe they've just come in and out, but I don't see any place that actually lists the audience like it used to. And I don't really see where I invite people to talk. So if it seems like I ignored you tonight, it definitely wasn't on purpose. If you are on Fireside and you can figure out how to send me a request, if you'd like to talk, I would be glad to talk to you. And same on Wisdom. Hit join the conversation button and ask any questions you would like. Otherwise, I'm going to end this talk for tonight. I want to invite you all to come Thursday night to our Brighton Farm Fireside Chat. And I think I'm going to start that early. I think I'm going to do 8 Atlantic, 7 Eastern on Thursday, because it's still going to be daylight enough for me to give you perhaps a peek at the outside happenings here at Brighton Farm. So, few housekeeping tips. Another place where you can go to find information is my website, growingyourfamilytree.com. I also have 2 self-published books over on Amazon. One is Growing Your Family Tree, Sorting the Wheat from the Chaff, and the other is From Irish Roots. So I invite you to go get those. You can get the Kindle version either free or cheap. And even the paperback is not expensive. It's like, I forget what the price is, but under $20. So I invite you to do that. GrowingYourFamilyTree.com is our website. And for Brighton Farm, it's Brighton Farm, B-R-I-D-E-N Farm.com. And if you'd like to look at our videos and listen to our podcast episodes, you can find all of those at BrightonFarm.productions. Thank you for all those who have stopped by or listening now. I appreciate you all. If I can figure out how to do this, I'm going to end the talk over on Fireside. If I can figure out how to do this. As they say, everything's all laid out different. All right, there we go. Thanks again. End the show. Fireside. Yes, there it goes. All right, so I'm still here on Wisdom. And if you're still here on Wisdom and you are listening and you'd like to talk or ask questions or see if I can find family or ancestry for you, hit join the conversation button. And if not, then I'll end it over here too. It's kind of funny. I started my first Fireside talk here on Wisdom before I even knew there was a Fireside Chat app. And so I'm kind of loyal to Wisdom. And if you have any questions and you'd like to hit that join the conversation button, feel free. Otherwise, I'm going to end the talk on here because I think Cecilia Grace is doing kudos. And if you are not familiar with what that is, find it on here on the Wisdom app, because she's going to invite you to celebrate your wins, no matter how big or small. And she has done that successfully for over a year and is a great encourager. And I really encourage you to check out her talk. Kudos. So with that, I wish you all a good night. Hello everyone, it is Brian here from BridenFarm.com. That's BridenFarm.com. And I wanted to invite you to our fireside chat on Thursday evenings, normally at 9 Atlantic, 8 Eastern. But I think this week I'm going to start an hour early. So be prepared at 7 Eastern, 8 Atlantic, for our fireside chat. And what I want to accomplish there most is I want to invite other people who have homesteads, small farms. If you are an artist, a craftsperson, any of these categories, come check us out, because I want to have you have the opportunity to tell us about you, about your homestead, your farm, your art, perhaps your music, your craft, your passion. What is it? We want to know. So join us Thursday evenings at Fireside. Let me double check. chat.com/BridenFarm. FiresideChat.com/BridenFarm. And we invite you to come and share our stage. We also do the audio portion of that on the Wisdom app. And you can find us there, wisdom.app/BridenFarm. Hope to see you there.